Futurama. Hey now.
K-H-T-K. 15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. He's again blamed al-Qaeda for the violence which has spread across Libya and threatens his regime. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. Meantime, a Libyan warplane has bombed an area near an ongoing clash between pro- and anti-Gaddafi rebels. No casualties have been reported from the blast in the eastern town of Breja. Four toddlers have had a miracle survival after a car crashed through a cubby house at a Maui childcare centre. The children, all aged three, were playing when a car ploughed into them shortly before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The 81-year-old driver was treated at the scene. Paramedic Paul James says the two boys and two girls had a lucky escape. Strong winds have hampered the recovery effort in Christchurch, stirring up dust debris, including corrugated iron. Superintendent Dave Cliff says families of those... The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation. In other news, the Greens are calling for a ban on semi-automatic handguns because of fears of a political assassination over the carbon tax. And gunmen have shot the only Christian minister in Pakistan's government. The minister had been an opponent of a controversial Islamic blasphemy law. Updating sport, the Magpies are set to make a string of changes for Saturday's NAB Cup semi-final. Open up the championship. Eccleston says the most exciting Grand Prix are in the wet. Meantime, the new CEO of the Melbourne Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott, says the city would do well to keep the race.
Goldie, Goldie!
Michael Soares.
Don Geronimo.
A real man.
Call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready to believe you.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Rami Nelly. Whoa, Nelly.
Is this Richard? Yes, how are you? Who's? Good morning. Good morning. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, you should massage that in, yeah. Oh, keep the leather from cracking.
Andy Williams. This is Abe Vigoda. What is your first name?
Oh, Hana here, Hana, Hana here, Hana here, Hoa, Hana here, Hoa, here, buddy.
Speak a little slower if you can. Craig in Paris. Very sad.
Lay some metal on me, sir. Lay some metal.
Oh, my God. This is California, Sacramento.
Yes, Abe. Sacramento, California.
Are you a newspaper man?
No, Abe. I'm a DJ.
Good morning.
No, I do the midday show now. Do you know who I am, Abe?
Who?
Guess who I am.
Michael Clark Duncan.
No. Guess again.
Andy Williams.
No. Guess who's in the room with me.
Craig in Paris.
No.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
What is your first name?
Well, I'd be glad to tell you, Abe.
Is this Richard?
What was that? What was that, Abe?
Is this Richard?
No, it's Don.
I don't hear you. I can't hear you.
I know, Abe.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
See?
Oh, my God.
Right.
You Don Geronimo.
Yes, sir.
You Don Geronimo. Oh, sounds good.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So am I, Abe. What are you sorry about?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Me too. I'm sad he's dead. And hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Don Geronimo coming to radio station call sign. Radio station call sign, PHLEGM. Radio station call sign, phlegm. Is that how you spell phlegm? PLEHM. Put that in your old spelling machine and see if that's how you spell phlegm.
It's not like it's P-H-L-E.
It's not like F-L-E-M.
Yes.
It's one of those words like... Well, I can't think of another word right now that starts like that has the PH, but it really means F. That's the sound. It's F L E M.
Phantom.
Ah.
Way to go. Way to distract me and way to make me think about someone that doesn't work here anymore.
Sorry.
Joe, you're inconsiderate.
Thanks, dude.
Anyway, there's a G in phlegm. Phlegm.
Oh, is it really? Give me the correct spelling then, please.
P H L E G M.
Flam asked for it by name. Hi there, everybody. Don Geronimo Show, KHCK, Sacramento, California. New episode for you on this Thursday, everybody. It is August 22nd. Hi there. There he is, right across from me. We're sharing a room together. Here is Drew Hoffer.
Good afternoon.
Sharing the room. We don't allow him in our room. He's in his own room. And we do the same when we travel. Drew and I get a room. A queen-size bed, please. And then we always put Joe in an adjoining room.
Yes.
Because Joe's in charge of, well, you know, like on the show here. Like when we were at the hotel before the show today.
Yes.
And Drew and I were lounging in our master suite.
You were.
We had little Joe in the room next door. And whenever we need something, whether it be ice or maybe you need a bunion rubbed out of that toe, you just reach down and you get that little bell. Because whenever teacher hears the bell, little Joe gets his wings.
And I'm right there.
And it means little Joe has to come in and service our every needs. And there he is, everybody.
Yes.
And who knew that? Well, now I've given
by
up
the wall,
all of the secrets.
Those walls are very thin.
By the wall, of the secrets.
By the way.
That we have our pre-show meeting
dope.
Every day at the hotel right down the street.
La Quinta?
No, the one that Ardinger stayed at. Oh, there's another name that I shouldn't be dropping from the past. What is it? Is it the Motel?
Motel 6.
Motel 6. Yeah.
The La Quinta is not good enough, Drew.
Ask for a ten name.
CBS have a suite.
That's where we meet every day to have our pre-show meeting. And Drew and I roll in the covers together,
Yes. And
we do all kinds of stuff. He still has not seen my feet, incidentally. I won't take my socks off
for
nobody except my wife.
Very frustrating.
But I can tell you something.
I want to see that hammer toe.
As you were laying in my arms this morning, and you had your head by my ample bosom, as I was stroking your head and telling you about the show we had planned today, as I stroked your head and I said, now listen, Gary Owen is coming in. Gary Owen, he's a very funny comedian. And on the phone, my little Drew, Pablo Francisco. Didn't I say as I was twirling your hair, then I at one point say, oh my God, Scalp Med really works.
Yes, you did.
You're growing more hair.
Yes.
And there I've worked in my first sponsor plug of the day. And generally speaking, what we do before the show, it's spooning. That's what you call it. It's spooning. because there's no actual contact between Drew and I. Well, I can't.
You do like to be big spoon.
I can't say that. There's unnatural contact. I mean, things happen. You understand what I'm saying?
It gets very warm underneath that fuzzy blanket in the hotel.
When I'm next to you in bed before the show,
yeah.
I can't help it that my body has natural reactions.
Yes, and I like your brute.
Thank you. Thank you. I wear it for you.
Thank you.
And I put it all over.
Yes, you do.
I put a splash on behind my ears
yes,
and behind,
you do.
Behind my other ears. So anyway, now that we know that this is how we plan for the show, and Joe has the adjoining room, and he brings us sandwiches, and he gets ice for us. Hi, everybody. The phone number is 339-1140, or you can call us toll-free at 800-920-1140, or you could just be like everybody else and text us at 44-1140. Now, mark my words, I'm going to get to some of these loose ends on the show today.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that we have two guests booked and one that's coming in, I do want to get to that Terrible Truth film, that marijuana film. I do want to pull out the mouse traps today for the
Very
Seinfeld
good.
Thing. Okay.
Right.
Also, I know it's so old, but Nixon keeps making headlines. I do want to know, and maybe get into discussion if we have time today, why did Nixon tape everything? Because now more of these Nixon Watergate tapes are coming out. They're coming up on the 40th anniversary of Watergate.
Right.
They had the tapes now where Reagan's calling him right before it all went bad to say, you know, don't give up.
Yeah, I mean, he really wasn't the smartest guy.
No, he was so stupid. I mean, who tapes everything? And then the thing is with the...
I don't know, Don. Who tapes everything?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't even know. You're off script now. Yeah. Can I tell you that right now? You think you're on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Come on,
I gave
Drew.
You a script. Were you not listening when I was stroking your head today?
No.
Did I not say
no
ad-libbing?
Okay.
No ad-libbing.
I'm sorry.
Please. Anyway, there was an 8-minute gap in the Nixon Watergate tapes. And anyway, he's in the news, and we have, it's even from the clip service.
Yeah,
Nixon is number one on the clip service
yes.
today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That shows what a lousy news day it is.
We chopped it up.
The 911 call from when three kids killed an Australian athlete for fun gets lower billing on my clip sheet than Nixon talking to Reagan on the Watergate tapes.
Right.
I thought it was appropriate.
Of course.
Here's what I've got. Here's the top five things that are set up for me today. There's a bad rap song called Teach Me How to Breastfeed.
Yes.
The DiMaggio family spokesman talks about why they want DNA from the California kidnapping victim. Mm-hmm. Some guy at Fox News says Facebook is why people are getting shot. The 911 call from when three kids killed an Australian athlete for fun. Mm-hmm. And Nixon talks to Reagan.
And you're welcome.
Excellent.
Well, you're welcome.
Super producer, Joe. Let's
see if I can get to those today. But I do want to talk about what the deal is with Nixon taping. Thank you. Next topic. There's a racist senator out there. I was listening to this before
one?
The show. Just one, as far as I could tell. She is, and her name is Marbles, of course. Marbles.
Tiffany?
Senator Marbles, and where is she from? Because she's from Colorado. She's making comments about the blacks and comments about the Mexicans and the foods that they are eating.
Oh.
So she's on my list for early in the show today.
Vicky Marble.
That's her.
In Colorado.
So I got the racist senator that I want to talk about on today's show. Not to make this a total news event show, but I'm fascinated by the WikiLeaks guy, and I'll tell you why I'm fascinated by him. First off, every time they say Bradley Manning,
right.
I keep getting Bradley Cooper in my head, and then I think, well, they're talking about the other Manning boy, the one that we never talk about.
Cooper Manning.
No, and then I realize it's a totally different guy. Anyway, the guy that gave up the secrets, the guy that's being put in the army prison for 35 years,
right?
He wants to be a woman.
Yes, he wants Chelsea. He wants his new name to be
not
Chelsea.
Leslie.
And there are, no, not
there
Leslie.
Are, there are pictures of him wearing the wig.
Yeah.
You know what? I read that. And I thought, dude, you want to be a woman? Get to jail.
Go in the right place.
Get to jail as fast as you can.
Damn, dude.
So I've got that guy I want to talk about today.
Girl.
Thank you. In Detroit, Michigan. A city that's bankrupt, like many of our cities. Hi, Stockton. How you doing? There are now, I got a report, there are 50,000 dogs that are roaming through abandoned buildings in Detroit. 50,000 flipping dogs. We'll get into that today. I went on this thing with Dennis Hoff, buddy. Now, listen, you know I'm fond of Dennis Hoff. I'm in the bag for Dennis. We're all in the bag for Dennis, who runs the world-famous Bunny Ranch up there by Reno. We've had Dennis on the show countless times. We've had his beautiful girls on the show many times. We broadcast from there for Valentine's Day with Dennis Murphy. Mm-hmm. All right. So the deal with Dennis is that he's got a billboard. Now it's out here. Where is it? Is it off 50?
Placerville.
In Placerville. And it's off 50, right?
Yes.
And it's just a billboard for the world famous Bunny Ranch. There are no naked chicks. There's no simulated sex on this thing. This is, it's just a billboard, right?
You've probably seen it. A guy smoking a cigar and he's got two beautiful women on either side of him.
Yeah, right, right.
Nothing so crazy, just says Bunny Ranch on it.
Well, believe it or not, all of the uptight housefrouws have band together and called their local representatives, and now the billboard, it's down.
Yes, the billboard is down. They had a city council meeting, and they pulled the billboard down, and it's just dumb. It's garbage. It's garbage. It's people bitching and complaining. I don't see the big deal with it. But they had people coming out and say, why are we allowing something that's illegal in California to be on a billboard on 50?
So is that what they were? They weren't even complaining about the fact that there were girls on the billboard? Because I remember that when
there was... No, because it was promoting prostitution.
There was a billboard that was out on Madison Avenue
not
long ago, which was just a chick in a bikini about something. And some uptight soccer moms got together and had the stupid thing taken down. So it's because it's promoted. But now, on the billboard itself, does it say,
Bunny Ranch?
Does it say, buy a prostitute, come to Nevada, pay money, pay $50,
no.
get your pencil wet?
Says, world famous Bunny Ranch.
And that's how I put it, incidentally.
Now,
I get my pencil wet.
You guys jump in if I'm wrong here. But if you're not an Indian casino, gambling in California is illegal, right?
So are you saying we need to have some Indian whorehouses?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You've got billboards for casinos in Reno, all over the place.
There's ways around that. I don't know what it is, but like Capital Casino, I'm pretty sure that's not Indian land. Lucky Derby. I don't know how there's a ton of little cart rooms, guys.
Let me just cut right through it. Gambling is all American. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gambling is all American.
And so is prostitution.
Horse. Yes. Amen.
Not for your soccer mom. Well, for your soccer mom.
Soccer dad.
Who doesn't need to be reminded as she's driving on Route 50 that her husband is just 2 hours away from going somewhere and getting an experience he could never get.
So why didn't you wake up, soccer mom, housefrau, and know that your husband is 2 hours away from the greatest sex in his life? So why don't you deliver it to him instead of bitching to the city council to get the billboard taken down?
Not capable of it.
No?
How many of the women, and I would like to know if there were any men that stood before the city council. And you know what we should do? We should publicly give them a flogging.
Yes.
A flogging of the genitals.
You femme.
So it's down, so they took it down.
Yeah, they did.
Poor Dennis. He's down. He's not out. Well, I think we've covered it. We don't really need to have him on the show to discuss it.
No, I think we got it.
All right, we'll see.
We could call him and ask him if he could put up a billboard for you, though.
Yes, he knows.
Now, that would be nice.
Look, we support Dennis Hoff and what he's doing.
Now, do you think he still owns the billboard space?
He paid for it.
Is that done through an agency?
I don't know how that works.
It'd be awesome if they just spray paint like Don Geronimo supports Dennis Hoff.
They probably gave
Please
the money
listen
back.
From noon till 3 on KHDK.
I would love it if someone...
The Phlegm. 1140 The Phlegm.
Spray painted the billboard the way that they put the signs up out in front of the radio station.
Nice.
Cannabis loves Don Geronimo.
And P.S.
Bright green paint.
And so do cancer patients. These are the signs that are right in front of our radio station today. So, yeah. You know what? Why don't you send Dennis an email and just ask if he would consider, if he still has the rights to the billboard, putting up another billboard that says Don Geronimo from KHCK supports what used to be on this billboard.
Right.
And P.S. Listen every day from 12 till 3. And then put on the bottom, I used to have a billboard in West Sac, but it was for the wrong time slot.
It's a little wordy, isn't it?
And then put, Drew had a great time at the Bunny Ranch, and then put the next line, Drew's getting married. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Get all that on the billboard and get that right out to the fans. Now I got a question for you as well. Our fantasy football draft. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we gonna have this at a public place? Are we gonna have this at a home? We have our fantasy football
team
together. We got eight of us now.
I know that Pittman was talking to promotions and they're setting it up at a restaurant of a sports bar.
Oh, nice.
Working on it.
Nice, nice. So when we get that announced, yes, you can come out and you can, of course, watch us with the fantasy football draft, because there's nothing more exciting than watching disc jockeys have a couple of drinks and pick their fantasy football team. Come on out for it. And I think we should have at least one spot for someone who drops out, because I think there's going to be somebody that drops out of this thing. I think there will be, because among us, you've got me, you, and Joe. Then you got Blind Neil.
Yes.
You got Christina Werner. Yes. She's a lock.
Yes.
Then we had...
we have the finger guy.
The finger guy, who I'm dying to... Now, he's one that I think is going to be a wild card in this. I don't know if the finger guy is ever really going to show up. And P.S., if he does show up, he's got to do the routine for me so that I know he's... The finger guy.
Well, good morning, Mr. Geronimo.
It's a very identifiable voice.
Then you have Nate and Tiff as a just put their heads together.
Oh, the Shrek.
That's not even one.
Nate Shrek. Okay, Nate Shrek. You know he's going to be into this.
And then the listener who won the other day, Tom. So
that's
there's
right,
your
Tom.
Eight.
Just a random guy.
Yes, there are your eight.
So the last three are the finger guy, Nate, and Tiffany, and... Tom.
Yes. Okay.
I thank the guy Tom, the last caller from yesterday. Well, he'll be an in. Because he wanted it badly.
Yeah, after talking to him, I know for a fact he'll be there because right. He really wants to be
there. I think it's probably the finger guy that I'm concerned about. So let's just think about a backup, about who could be the last person besides the finger guy. Because the finger guy to me is one of those people, he is an enigma wrapped inside a riddle, wrapped inside bacon, and topped with cheese. Because who knows? I mean, he's a random caller. He's like the Chris Walken.
He's wrapped inside Phantom.
He's like the Bulu guy. Bulu.
Bulu.
That guy, he never shows his face.
Bulu.
But that's a good thing.
And I don't even know when I read the tweets. I don't even know if that's him tweeting. Just like on Twitter. I don't know for sure that the guy with the account that says the finger guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really is the finger guy.
I think it is because they say certain things that they'll say, like he calls me Tiny Joseph, which
yeah,
he calls
see,
me on.
But anybody could pick that up from listening, though. I mean, you know, sometime we should do a search on how many fractured accounts there are from the show. Like, I know that there's Don's A-Hole. That's a regular Twitter account out there.
Yes.
I know that... There's
S Little Joe Says.
Yes, there's that.
There's S Phantom Says.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's another one.
There's also Michael Source.
Yes, there's a Michael Source.
Right, that's a fake one about me. Is there a fake one about you, Drew?
There's two.
Because I think there's at least two fake accounts about me out there. One of them was run by that stupid atheist comic.
Oh,
Don't even say his name again.
Gotcha.
But that's him. He runs one of them. Who run Bada Town?
I have someone started a Joe Pittman account, but it's dead. And then there's little or S Little wow. Joe Says. I know, Drew. wishful thinking. And then I haven't seen the Drew. Is there?
There's a
fake Drew account.
Yeah, there's a Drew Hoffer too.
Oh, there's Fowler. There's a Drew Fowler.
Yeah,
hey, that's
Drew
the one.
Fowler.
KHCK. Hello.
Put me on the white list.
On the white list.
On the wait list. Now, why you always got to hear the white list? It's the wait list. On the wait list.
All game.
All right, well, who is this, for God's sakes?
I don't have a name. You give me a name, Philly.
Now, this guy's a regular caller without a name, right?
We heard him on Tuesday, yes.
This guy calls with...
Roof Hoffer.
You shut your mouth, Hoffer.
Yeah, I know this guy.
I like this guy.
Me too.
Don't know anybody, Hoffer.
Now, what is his hook, though? Because he calls, he pretends to be gay sometimes. And
He wants to fight me.
He calls with the aggressive fighting for you guys.
And he doesn't like when I talk, and he wants to fight Pittman. Yes. Am I correct in that, caller?
Oh, dude, hold on a second. I
like him.
I just got a text from Jen. You're right. Forget everything I just said. I sent Jen a text and told her that, a tweet told her that she could be the backup. You know Jen?
Yeah, I know Jen. I don't think I've met Jen, but I know of her.
She's a nice lady. She's a very nice lady.
Sure she is.
I sent her the note
like
on Twitter.
Every other female listener we have, they're all nice women. They're just nice, sweet women.
Stop it. Stop it. I thought you got all of this out when we were spooning before the show today.
I did. I haven't called anybody a whore in a long time.
And incidentally, that thing on... That mole on your back, you have to have it looked at.
Yeah.
You have to.
Or don't, and just let it
Joe, I tried to bite it off before the show today.
Mm, yummy.
When we were spooning. Mm. It just would not come out in my mouth.
I'm keeping my fingers
crossed.
It
would not.
Cancer.
So what would your name, it tasted like cancer. what would your name be if you're to give yourself a name so I know which guy you are?
Toby is still here.
Oh, Toby. I forgot that was his name. Toby is still here.
Toby.
I
Well, let's put this,
I like Toby.
Put this
like
guy
it.
Down. Put this guy down. behind wonderful Jen Jen. Right. So Jen Jen from Twitter can be the first alternate, and then Toby will be the second one.
I used to run Craig's Herpes on Twitter, if that makes a difference.
That was another one of the fake accounts, Craig's Herpes. Someone just sent us the text that says there's another one that's whatnot, DGS. There's a lot of fake Twitter accounts out there. I used to run a great one. I used to run one that Carmichael Dave loved before I even came to work here. He had no idea that it was mine. It was Dirty Peyton. Obviously, I had a lot of time on my hands when I wasn't working in radio.
Yeah.
And I would just put out tweets every day about how retarded Eli was and how Eli enjoyed eating excrement at the family table with the Mannings and how Peyton couldn't wait to go and have crazy butt sex with his wife.
Did you get rid of it?
Yeah.
I used to run one that I had to get rid of, too.
Yeah.
Huh. You love joking about that, little Joe. You love joking about
pushing
that.
Pushing the line.
Yes, you are.
One of my favorites is Melissa's Jersey, to Carmichael Dave's wife.
One of the fake accounts.
That's a good one.
Thanks for the contribution, Hopper.
You know, Toby, you're right there. You're the second alternate.
All right, babe.
Thank you, dude. All right, babe. Goodbye. Bye, Toby.
Later.
Bye-bye. See ya, ass.
Bye-bye.
Silly.
Can you expand to 10 or no? Is 8 the number?
I can't expand to 10. 4 is my max, Pippen.
We can have 10. You know what? There you go, producing. There you go, producing right here on the air. Little Joe, 10 people in the league.
There's a first for everything.
Toby, you want to be in the league?
Toby, I got your number.
Duh.
Beautiful.
All right.
I'm sure that this will be a decision that I will absolutely at some point say, why did you tell me just to shut up?
I assure you it will be.
I am not happy about any of this because my boy Aaron from Baltimore is excluded again.
Right. All right, Toby. Thank you, dude. Congratulations.
Adios.
He's a ghost. There goes Toby. Toby, hang up.
No.
Toby, hang up, okay. Or you can't be in the league.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm still here.
Toby? God damn it, Toby.
3, 2, 1. Count me down.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, I couldn't find the phone.
Toby, really? 3, 2. If I get the one, you're out of the league. 3, 2, 1. You're out of the league.
You blew it, Toby.
You blew it.
You see
it.
What you did?
And now he hangs up.
You blew
it. But guess what, Toby? I'm kidding. You're in the league. 100% of the league. I love you, you son of a bitch. That's Toby. Another one of the great personality callers on the Don Geronimo Show. Personality radio, everybody. I'll be right back. It's 1228, and this is the Mighty Mighty KHTK.
Look, I don't want to go without you.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about being you?
Mustache. Hey, stop jumping on the bed.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Can't they just stay a little longer?
All right. Who wants a mustache ride?
Are you on fun?
Stop jumping on the bed.
CBS
Radio
is proud to present.
One time I took a little ant to a party.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Tell that woodpecker.
What the hell was that?
I like Minnesota.
Treat objects like women, man.
He's blacker than Ted Nugent. Don Geronimo.
Who isn't?
You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140.
Okay, I'm ready.
He's ready
to believe you. Now listen, I want to talk about this racist senator. You tell me if she's racist or not when I play some of the things that she said in this break. Also, maybe we'll get to the report about 50,000 dogs in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
I've got that weed movie I wanted to share with you. But how about this first? You have any idea what Squatty Potty is? Don't even ask. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. I'll be glad to tell you.
Please tell me.
Just came across my desk.
All right.
Pardon the pun. Why squat? It may seem a bit too much to squat every time you need to go to the bathroom. So why do it? Simply put, it's healthier. Squatting is what humans and animals have done for thousands of years before the invention of the modern toilet. Ailments such as, and now raise your hands, constipation.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Mm.
It's like at an AA meeting. I'm the only guy with my hands up. Hemorrhoids. I can say I've never had one. No one else?
No.
Oh, come on, Drew.
I'm being honest with you.
Come on, Drew.
Appendicitis.
I've had that.
There you go. Thanks for being honest, Joe.
You got it.
appendicitis, constipation, hemorrhoids, and appendicitis have increased since the adaptation of the modern toilet. Research shows that our bathroom posture plays a bigger role in our ailments than a lack of dietary fiber. And then there's an awesome video that explains everything in more detail. I've not played it yet.
Oh, please do.
It says it's a pooping revolution. We sit comfortably on the toilet, just like we comfortably eat our junk food. We eat junk food because it's easy to get and it tastes delicious. Well, now, what does that have to do with going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Our current bathroom posture is easy to do, comforting, and we can even text while we go to the bathroom.
That we can.
Hands
and
up.
And other things.
Okay, thank you. Junk food isn't good for you, though. Carrots, spinach, and peas are good for your body, but people don't like the taste. Squatting is the equivalent to this. It's the not-so-great-tasting vegetables that keep us healthy. Well, we've already begun to change the way we eat. Why not change the way we poop? The great people at Squatty Potty have created a stool. And now, wait, hold on. You're going to give me something for a stool when I'm going to the bathroom?
Right.
Isn't that kind of repetitive?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
And stools are stools, not steels.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all those stools. It's very confusing for me. Very confusing. So it's a stool that allows you to squat on your own toilet. It may be awkward, it may be embarrassing, but it's good for you. All right, well, let's check out the video. Let's check it out. Because now that I see what it is, they're selling a product.
I have a picture of it in front of me.
They're selling something that they want you to sit on the toilet with. And it says, there is a theory about toilets. You got a picture over there, Drew?
Yes, I do.
Because on this video, it looks like it's a PowerPoint thing. Sitting gets in the way of our health, so we decided to research the concept of squatting. Aren't squatters people who like show up on your property and don't want to give up your property?
Jennifer Lopez just had one.
Right. You would be her squatter, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Of course.
I know you would.
Of course.
As I used to say about Danny Thomas, Danny loved being the plate. You would be the plate for Jennifer Lopez, wouldn't you? I know you would.
Yeah. Sure. It's weird. Squatty potty, your knees are up to your chest.
I see that. Now it says luxury convenience industry. Modernization was followed by ailments. Oh, it's like saying in this thing, every single day, colitis, hemorrhoids, constipation, colon cancer. These conditions are often attributed to either lack of dietary fiber or how you sit in the bathroom. Or as they call it, bathroom posture. Bathroom posture. Oh, look at that. At the Stanford University Pelvic Floor Clinic. Well, now, what is a pelvic floor clinic? At Stanford.
They research everything in Stanford.
Squatting is not only recommended, says Stanford University, it's required. Now, wait a minute. Did Andrew Luck have to squat? Was that part of the deal?
I'm sure he did a couple in his time there.
What about Tiger?
Of course he did.
Didn't Tiger Woods go to Stanford? What about Jim? Now, I give you this. No one told Jim Plunkett to squat. When he went to Stanford.
I bet they told Chelsea Clinton to, though.
You know, we're getting dangerously close to playing the Stanford alumni game. And I'm afraid I'm just about out. Now, you're going to the computer. No fear. Do you have Stanford alumni?
I'm going to go to the computer right now. Let me go back to the thing about
Squatty Potty. The science is simple, it says. The concept is simple. The concept is pure. So, I see there's a picture. This is your colon, 6 feet long. Wow. I always find the body so amazing. Like, do you remember when Brett Favre, before he was Brett Favre, when he was drafted by Atlanta?
Right.
He got in a car wreck, and I remember the story was like 6 feet of intestines removed. And the picture that I had in my mind was, you know those hot dogs, those wieners that come out on the big string together? That's what it was like. Imagine the doctor pulling out 6 feet of hot dogs from inside you.
Right.
And you had that in you, dude. And that's how you make continents. That's a beautiful way of putting it. I'm watching this video now, and it's got no words. It's like I said, it's a PowerPoint. A squatting position, and you're fully relaxed. It allows for easier elimination. Well, of course it does. So I think what I want to do is try to get to the bottom, no pun intended, get to the bottom of this and find out. Oh, here it is. There you go. There's the end. I see what they're doing. They're actually they're trying to sell you not only the little stool, they're trying to sell you a whole new toilet.
What's the retail on it?
I don't know. It says recommended by doctors. Take a step in caring for your health. Well, I am just giving them a free commercial here. Enjoy freedom from being toilet bound. So wait, hold on. You mean you're supposed to like carry this little stool around in your backpack when you go to the bathroom?
I believe that they're making one you can do that, but that's supposed to go into your house underneath the bowl, and then you just sit down and you put your feet on it, and then your knees are now up to your chest, and you're squatting.
Squatty potty. What the heck? Hello, Xavier. How are you, Xavier? Xavier.
How
are
you doing?
What's up, we should have had that. Someone just texted in. Do you think John Elway squatted? We should have had that.
You think Adam West?
You kidding me? TV's Batman?
Adam West.
A squatter from way back.
So is Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, really?
All of these celebrity squatters, man.
Fred Savage.
He's a squatter.
I got my switcher broken down. It's between OG Kush or Granddaddy Perp, and I'll take your comments off the air.
This is not... Was this guy calling about weed?
He just dumped the guts on a swisher, and he wants to know what he should fill it with.
Okay. Hello, Jay. How about fill it with my love? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then brush my teeth. Brush your teeth with my love. Hello, JR.
Hey, what's up with the music?
Hey, listen, that is the background music that's on this stupid video for the squatty potty.
It's scaring the crap out of me.
Well, I think that's what they want you to do. They want you to squat.
Keep on squatting.
Thank you. You know, you keep on squatting, my friend.
Do you think while Reese Witherspoon was squatting, she was saying, "Do you know who I am?
I know that Jack Palance was doing that.
Was he doing one-handed squats?
Yes, he was.
Was Elway's dad a coach there? Was Jack Elway a coach at Stanford, or was it somewhere else?
Jennifer Connelly went there. I know that. She squatted.
Oh, of course she squatted.
And I would let her, too.
Major league squatter. Hello, KHTK.
Squatty Potty?
Yes, right. Squatty Potty. Not to be confused with 80s band Skritty Politti.
How much is a Squatty Potty?
I don't know. They never said.
That's a good question. Was that song?
Oh, here it is. I found it.
Hold on.
Squatty Potty.
Hold on. I'm thinking as a Skritty Politti. What? Before I look it up, was it Perfect World? Don't look up. I'm going to look it up. Was that the name of it? Skritty Politti. All right. How much does it cost?
$79.95. Get yourself a Squatty Potty. The Squatty Towel Bamboo one. Bamboo, Don. A bamboo Squatty Potty. $80.
Perfect Way. Skritty Politti. From the 80s.
Oh, you weren't joking about that.
No, I wasn't. Now tell me if you ever heard this song. This was a monster hit. Back in the day. And it always frustrated me so much that there was a pop-up ad before this song came out in 1983. Because I said, why is there a pop-up ad before the song? Because we've not even invented the internet yet. It's 1983. Why is there a pop-up ad? Had kind of a Prince vibe to it. It was around that time that Morris Day and the Time were very popular, and Prince. Can I say Prince's name a few more times? Prince.
Wow, this is major league crap.
They're white boys. They look like Duran Duran is who they look like.
Skritty Politti.
Skritty Politti.
Right.
Skritti Politti. Oh, no, that's impossible. Randy Quaid did not go to Stanford. I think Randy Quaid is a squatter. Someone just wrote that in.
I don't believe he did.
I don't see him.
No.
Elway coached at San Jose State. Thank you. Here comes the hook for Skritty Politti. Dear Don, President Herbert Hoover had no choice to squat when he was at Stanford.
Do you think JFK was squatting?
I write, yes. That's so 80s, man.
This is Band-Aid bad.
Shut up.
No, it is really bad.
I mean, shut up, not on behalf of Skritty Politti, but shut up on behalf of Band-Aid.
It's that same dumb sound.
Thanks.
Well said.
Thanks, Drew.
There's no other way to describe.
Okay, hit it, please. Dump out.
I don't know why when he said that I threw my hands up in the quotation marks. As to signal Pittman to dump.
What the guy said, and I should have recognized the guy's voice. Another one of the regular callers from this show.
Yes.
That was the Elton John guy. So he calls and says, hey, I went camping. I was out camping. And there was Elton effing John at the effing campground. And Drew puts up the, like Nixon, you know, oh, puts up the peace signs. Yes.
I don't know why. Just don't.
The Jews.
Hey, do you think Sally Ride was squatting?
Yes. You know who else was squatting?
Who?
With his glorious hair, Mitt Romney.
Oh.
You bet he's
Mitt
a squatter.
Romney and his glorious hair, just a bunch of squatters.
Yes.
Yes. He should have ran on that campaign. He would have won.
The Jews. Are the Jews squatters, Henry? Nixon was big on these Nixon tapes. He's big about talking about Jews and homosexuals.
Yeah, he's an idiot because he recorded every word he said.
He's done Nixon tapes.
Yeah.
When you mentioned Sally Ride, made me think of the Challenger, made me think of NASA. I was telling the boys before the show today, that was one of the worst days in American history. But I got to be honest, one of the best days in radio for me. We were doing a morning zoo show at the time. And we were fighting with, tell me if this sounds familiar, over the years, fighting with our moron program director about how many records we had to play an hour.
Right.
Okay? And we had one of these program directors that counted the records. He didn't care what we said. All he cared was that we played like 8 records an hour. So eventually he keeps harping at us about the amount of records we want to play. And we just kept saying, okay, and just kept doing something else. So he turned us over to the consultant, Alan Burns, who's going to take us out for breakfast. And he's going to tell us the law of the land, okay?
Uh-huh.
We are petrified to go out to brunch with this guy. We're at the Key Bridge Marriott, the beautiful hotel in D.C. Both Mike O'Mara and I are sitting there. This guy, Alan Burns, comes in, you know, thinking he's just cooler than the other side of the pillow. Like, hey, guys, I'm the consultant. I'm the radio guy. I'm going to tell you what's happening. And here's the thing that was kind of a pisser with this. Like everybody in radio, he had dated Frida. As well. So he was another guy that had dated my wife before I married her.
All right.
So I kind of hated the guy to begin with.
Right.
So he's sitting down, and as soon as he starts the thing saying, listen, we're a music station. You guys have to play music. A waitress comes over to our table, and she said just about the most inappropriate thing. She looks at us, and she goes, hey, Don and Mike, right? Morning Zoo, right? Hey, shuttle just blowed up. Do y'all want some iced tea? Right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at each other like, what? And then we realized what she said, that the Challenger just blew up. So we had to stop our little brunch with this radio consultant. We all went in the bar area and watched it on the TV. We watched it for 2 hours straight. We ended up not having our meeting. And the next day, guess how many records we played on our show? None. None. Because it was a crisis. And because we opened up the phone lines and talked to people about what was going on. And that was the beginning of the end for records on my show. That was the beginning of the end.
Cool. That's when the personality radio started to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and I don't know if that disaster hadn't happened that day, I don't know.
Would you spin a record still?
God, I hope not. That would suck to be 55 and still playing stupid records on the radio. I mean, it's barely tolerable to be doing what I'm doing now on the radio. All right. Hello, KHDK. Hello. And I don't think Jerry from the Facts of Life was a squatter. I don't know if she went to Stanford or not, but I think someone's just speaking about Jerry from the Facts of Life. Where's my Jerry from the Facts of Life type?
You know, guys.
No.
You can just have an awful lot of fun with your clothes off.
That's Mr. Carlson.
That is true.
Hold on. Where is she? Here she is.
Don't worry. I'm not drunk. I have cerebral palsy.
There she is. Did she go to Stanford?
Jerry
know.
Was it Jewel?
Jerry Jewel? Yeah, Jerry my cousin Jewel? Jerry from the Facts of Life.
Negative.
Someone else wrote, hey, Don, that gay NBA basketball player, Jason Collins, was
a
squatter.
That is confirmed.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, he was a squatter.
That is confirmed.
No surprise there. No surprise.
Harbaugh coach there.
He's a squatter? Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good, Pittman.
Do you think his brother's a squatter?
John?
Nah. I think he's a lot of other things.
He's a winner.
Oh, shut it.
Do you think those boys ever had a homoerotic moment when they were growing up together, the Harbaugh boys?
A little wrestling in the living room?
Went too far?
They had their very own DOT club.
Do you think so? And they got done, and they said, it was like Drew and I with their arms around each other. Who's got it better than us? Nobody! Who's going to coach in the NFL someday? We are! Because who are we? We're the Harbaughs! That's us. Now, squat! That's my sound to go to break now.
Oh, yes. you're going to blow it, I would be careful.
I call it Squatty Potty. Go to break. Well, let me see. I never got to the racist senator. And I also never got to the 50,000 dogs in Detroit. And we got a guest coming in next. So let's break and come right back with Mr. Gary Owen next, everybody. Oh, Bill Walsh! Of course! King of the squatters!
That's the number one answer.
Bill Walsh, thank you. Texters, we should have had it.
Damn it.
And listen, on the text line, I know it was Christy McCullough who died in Challenger, not Sally Ride. What made me think of the Challenger disaster was when Drew brought the name up, Sally Ride.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, correctors.
You said that already, though.
Dear Don, do you think they made John McEnroe squat on his racket? He go to Stanford, too? Was he a squatter?
Yeah, the Bill Walsh made me think of Tom Rathman as a squatter as well.
Oh, right, from your 49ers.
Yes.
Sure. Everybody squat. Be right back on 1140, the squat.
Why are you taking him away? Where's he going? We kind of need this stick.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Have you seen my boy?
Yeah, your weird-ass son. I don't know. Bus full of, like, happy people skipping around all over the place.
Does this mean it's halftime?
CBS
Radio Broadcast presents.
I think I ate the bones.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
I've already seen 4 three-way kisses.
I ate the bones.
And 6 tattoos with misspelling.
I ate the bones.
Settle down.
Proudly wearing his cape of honor, Don Geronimo.
Hi there.
You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready to believe you.
To believe you. Damn right. And we'll take your phone calls at some point here today on a rotating random phone scan. And everyone's writing in now. Send in Gary, please. I'm ready for him. Please ask him to come in, Mr. Gary Owen. Well, I look at our text line and I see Rachel Maddow. Well, I could have told you she was a squatter. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Then someone writes it was Dick Sargent, not Dick York, was a squatter. And well, listen to this one. Hey, Chris, how you doing? I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry. You look like
Troy Aikman.
No. Yep. Yes.
Back to the Future. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, yeah. I just got to a new level in Candy Crush. Just want everybody to know that. 31, baby. It's on and popping on my iPhone.
The Elton John caller just sent a text that says that last Elton John caller was not me. I started it and someone's messing it up. That's bull. All right. Thank you, dude. Here is Gary Owen right now in studio. Hey, Gary, how are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Gary's going to be at Punchline tonight through Sunday. Everybody, for tickets, go to punchlinesack.com. Here's what's so funny about you, man, is that back in the office, I don't know if you checked out our radio station, it's very white, not many black people here.
Yeah,
there's one. We have one
black guy that works here, Ron, and he says to me, hey, Gary Owen's going to be on your show. He says, that cat is funny, mm-hmm. right? I say, really? Tell me, Ron. And he says, well, I watch him on BET. And I say, really, really? Ron, you know what's so odd? He's white. And Ron says, right. I know. He says, yeah. He, in his opinion, you are like the Bill Clinton of comics.
Carl Malone of comedy.
Right.
The only one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, just all by myself in Utah.
Right. You get what I'm saying. So how did such a white guy, where are you from originally?
Cincinnati,
Gary?
Ohio.
How did such a white guy from Cincinnati end up being on BET, around on the Tyler Perry show?
Yeah.
How did you get so in with the brothers?
I don't know. Jesus. You know, I've learned when you're around black people so much, just give all praise to God, and that it covers everything. It doesn't matter. So I give it all to the Lord. Well, that's the wrong station. Sorry. I don't know, man. You know, I just started doing stand-up, and the first chance I got on TV was BET, and I got on the Wayans Brothers, and it just seemed like it just snowballed. Well, it would be a black snowball, but it black snowballed, and I was the white guy, black guy's call when they got a movie or a TV show.
And how great is that? Is that like being in an exclusive club? Because, listen, we're white guys. Like, we could never get in a club like that.
You know what? It's a club of one. I don't think there's another person in this club, man.
I don't either. I don't know this. So how could you literally tell me how you went from Cincinnati to being in these movies and on these TV shows and being the whitest black man in America?
Well, what happened is that'd be the blackest white guy.
Or the blackest white man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had a bad
No, what happened, there. I was in the military, and I got stationed in San Diego, and while I was out there in San Diego, everybody was like, all the dudes were like, you funny, man. So I said, I'm going to start doing stand-up. So if I did the mainstream rooms, I could only get up like once a week if I was lucky. Well, a couple of black guys I was stationed with was like, dude, you can go here. I can get up like 4 or 5 times a week, if I went to the black spots. Uh-huh. So I started going to all the black nightclubs. Got a, you know, in San Diego, wasn't that many black people. It's about like Sack, you know.
So what was the response?
Bobby Jackson and Chris Webber. That's about it. We had Tony Gwynn and Junior Seau, kind of. You know what I mean? So what happened was I started hosting all the rap shows, the R&B concerts that came to San Diego. I'd be the local host, and then BET saw me. They asked me to come audition for Comedy View, got on there, and I got the hosting job, and it just kind of took off from there.
Now, is there a difference between working in a predominantly black comedy club and a predominantly white comedy club?
Nope, it's exactly the same. I'm just kidding. No. No, I think your chances, here's the thing. With white people, they have a few more skeletons in the closet. They don't want to admit some of the dirt they do. Black people doesn't care. And you won't get booed at a white crowd. You won't. They'll just watch. They'll blame the person that brought them. They won't blame the comedy. They'll be like, why'd you bring me here, Teddy? Jesus, I could have seen the Avengers. I could have got a Bloomin' Onion at Outback before 8.
So what do you do when like the N-bomb comes up? Do you use the N-bomb in your house?
Nah, there's no reason to. You say that. Say the N-bomb, the N-word. It's the same effect. You don't have to say it.
So you don't use it?
No. And I actually did a spoof on Instagram with the Bengals. I live in Cincinnati. I went, Hard Knocks was there, and we did a spoof about I was Riley Cooper in the Bengals locker room.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Can you find that, Drew?
It's on my Instagram page. They wouldn't let me get some Gatorade until I told them I wasn't Riley Cooper, and then I was good. They was like, hey, man, you ain't on the team. I go, it's cool, bro. I'm not Riley Cooper. Oh, you good.
You know what I've noticed what the Bengals have done the second time around on Hard Knocks?
What did they do?
They're much nicer when they cut guys. I thought when that show was on 4 years ago.
The Turk was meaner, though. Remember the Turk?
You had that a-hole that would show up at their doors at 6 a.m. and say hi.
They haven't really started cutting people yet, though. They cut three, but they haven't really did the big cuts. That's this week.
But did you see how nice Marvin Lewis was? And they knock on the guy's door. He's like, hi, please bring your iPad down.
Yeah.
And if you have a playbook. Now
it's the iPad. The playbook is on the iPad.
Right. But they said to me, your iPad, or if you have a playbook as well. Yeah. Like it's a hard playbook. Because if you think about it.
If the teen's got a bunch of iPads and you have a playbook, you're probably not going to make it. They didn't even think enough to give you an iPad. The writing's on the wall.
And I know that every city is different, but in Cincinnati, it looks like that stadium where they practice. Is it right next to the interstate? Is it right next to
a freeway? Yeah, it's right next to the highway, right next to the baseball stadium. Yeah, you can literally go on the stadium and see them practicing. You can drive right by.
When you first got into comedy, but before people could see that you're white, would there ever be a chance if someone would hear your tape or they'd say, hey, I know this cat that's very funny, Gary Owen, and then you'd be brought in and they go, oh my God, you're white? Did they ever think you were black?
No. I think some white people didn't know, but all the black people know. Like, it's weird. When I say I'm really famous with black people, I'm really famous.
Oh, I know
with
you
black
are.
People.
I'm telling you, Ron loves it's you. Like, and he hates white people.
I got to be the only comic in the history of comedy. I got to cross over to my own race. You know, it's black people against the white people. I got to get to know me. You know what I mean?
What about people who get you mistaken with Gary Owens? The laugh-in guy.
I'll get one 80-year-old couple every weekend. Be like, you ain't him. You know what I mean?
So, dude, do you write your whole bit before you get up on stage?
Never written a joke down in my life.
Really? So when you go, like, when you're this weekend, you don't know what you're going to do?
I know what I'm going to say because, you know, it's in my head.
Right.
But I've never written a joke down. I might write a word in my iPhone. I might just put something in my notes, like, boom, a word. But I've never written a joke out. Yeah. I just think if it's that funny, I'll think of it again. Yeah.
Do you write even yourself like a one word or two word prompt or anything?
I might work, in my iPhone, if I think of something funny, I'll write down. And then my opener, I keep the same opener with me. That way, if I'm on stage and something funny comes out, I'd be like, write that down real quick. And then he'll remind me, dude, this is what you said to the show.
So are you the only guy that's ever. Now, there have been other white people on BET before. Am I right? But you're the only guy that's ever had, like, you had the role on the show, on the
House of Pain or Wayans Brothers or Comic View?
Yeah, Comic View. Are you the only white guy that's ever hosted that?
I think
that?
I'm the only white on-air personality on that network ever. They've had a couple mixed guys. Couple brothers with blue eyes. Donnie Simpson had green eyes. But never, I think I'm the only one. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Do you know Donnie Simpson?
Mm-hmm. Donnie's real cool in D.C.
Yeah, no, I worked in D.C. for 25 years.
Oh, I used to live there. You lived in D.C. I was in the military out there.
Really? What radio station do you listen to out there?
I don't know.
What years were you in D.C.?
92, 94.
Can't believe it. Do you ever listen to 106.7?
I might have so long ago.
Oh, forget it.
You know what I mean? Were they playing Jade or SWV?
No, it was stupid talk radio.
I wasn't listening to that.
You weren't
listening
to that?
I was like 18. No, I wasn't listening to talk radio.
Donnie Simpson, a buddy of mine from D.C. from way back in the day.
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing that.
He was the guy. He was at Sugar Ray's house with me in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good dude, man.
That's a good party.
You have the Instagram?
This is it, right, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right, turn around. Let's
it's clean,
the
right?
We have a delay.
Okay.
So you're in the Bengals locker room now.
Yeah, yeah. I went down. I know a lot of guys on the team and the coaches, so they just let me come hang out for a day.
Roll it, dude. Roll it there, Drew.
Yo, I'm in Cincinnati hanging with my squad, the Bengals, today. Go.
Hey, bro. What you doing, man? You ain't on the team.
It's cool, man. Not Riley Cooper.
Oh, for sure.
Very nice. So when you get the idea to do that bit, do you have to go talk to that guy that was in the locker room with you? Say, hey, listen.
The whole team was there. They just stood behind him. Like, the whole team was just kind of hanging out. And I go, let's do some Instagram videos. We did another one. Carlos Dunlop did another one with me. It's on his page, though, where he bet me I couldn't bench 315. And
could you?
Well, it looks like I did, but when he pulls back, it's just the bar. Like, yeah, my screen was a 315 screen.
Woo! How cool are all those guys coming in with you in the camera and goofing around? Because the one thing I saw on Hard Knocks was James Harrison. Really yeah. pissed that their camera's following him around. Really
yeah,
pissed.
But he's playing that up, man. I've known Jay. I roast a lot of NFL and NBA teams in the offseason, and I did the Steelers a couple years ago, and James was there, and he was the cool. I mean, he laughed at everything. He's plays that up, and I went in on him pretty hard. Now, too.
I was just gonna ask, when you roast, how hard do you roast?
I go hard. Like, when I roast teams, there's no cameras, there's no press, because they can come back, and I want all skeletons out. I don't want anybody to be like, you're going to be offended, or you're going to be mad, or there's going to be repercussions. No, we let it all out.
So what are the circumstances where a team calls you and says, hey, we're having a roast? You know, I mean, how is that
working? Well, here's how it all started. 10, 11 years ago, I got called to do a show for USC right when Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, and all of them were there.
Right.
And I saw the first two comics go up, and they ate it. But you got to realize, it's nothing but like 70, 18 to 22-year-old kids, all boys.
Right.
So they didn't want to hear about your kids. Yeah, they didn't want to hear room. About you bought a home. So I noticed that, and I was like, I was last. Like, okay, so I just start going in on everybody. And they were coming back. They was yelling back,
giving it
right?
back to you, right?
So it became this epic roast session of me and them, right? And then it was funny because the one guy, I'll never forget the one guy, he was a fullback. His last name was Webb. He goes, and the team went crazy like it got me. He goes, you look like a swole old Justin Timberlake. And the team goes, oh! I was like, that's not a put down, guys. It's a compliment. How is a swole Justin Timberlake a put down? They're like, he killed you. I was like, no, he did not kill me.
So you mean before you got
But
up-
here's what happened. The USC guys, you know, 90% of them went to the NFL. So every time they got to a team, they'd be like, yo, let's bring in my guy. Because I did them every year for about 7 years straight. I roasted USC's team.
Wow.
So you got a 7-year window there where guys are like, let me come in. And then they like Reggie or Matt or even some of the D guys, you know, Frosty.
Wow.
They would all call, and I just start roasting their teams, and it just took off from there. And then I've done the Ravens, Steelers, Texans, you know, Bengals. You know,
when you did the Steelers, do you say anything about Big Ben?
Here's the thing, Ben walked out. He's the only one to walk out. Right when I got on the stage, I went up right after the rookie show, he left.
Because he knew you were going to come after him.
But I wasn't coming after him with what you would think, man. I'm not cold-hearted. You know, I want the guys to like me.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't going to bring up, we know what we're talking about, the girl in Georgia.
We all know.
No, I was coming a whole different angle. But it's terrible because I went in on him about something else that had nothing to do with that. And the whole team was like, and he wasn't there when they looked. Yeah. It kind of loses the aura.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody else was like, the worst teeth I've ever seen was the Ravens. Ladarius Webb and Terrell Suggs had the worst teeth. You know, like I told Terrell Suggs, you're just mad because your baby teeth never fell out yet, right? So I said, you're the only guy in the NFL that United Way was like, you know what, just do radio spots. We don't want you on these commercials.
When you mentioned you started doing this like at USC, you mentioned you were the last guy on, and that's how you decided that maybe you could turn around on them. Are you saying that like they would have a comedy show for these guys? Or would they have other stand-ups come out and
do... Yeah,
that's an impossible room to win over, right?
Not if you get them. It was good. We had a good time. Just passing the butter. You know what I mean? I said, there you go, man. I heard you be needing that later. And the team was like, how did he know?
Well, I'm curious about the coaches of the pro teams when you do this. Like Mike Tomlin from the Steelers.
Oh, he's the best.
Cool.
Best personality.
Are you able to make fun of him as well?
Yeah, everybody.
Really?
Tomlin's the best. Harbaugh's the best. He loved it.
John?
He ate it up. John and who's the coach now for the Colts? The one that got cancer last year?
Chuck Strong.
Pagano was the defensive coordinator when I did the Ravens. Uh-huh. He was great. He was the one that gave me dirt on the team.
Okay.
He came in and goes, I don't care what you talk about.
Just do it.
See, to me, that's the best part of your gig. I mean, forget all the other stuff you got, the TV and the movies and your stand-up. Being able to go into NFL camps and to hang around, be one of the guys, be a jock sniffer, and then, like, goof on them right to their faces?
Right.
Incredible.
But I tell you what, they treated me the best. Who treated me the worst was Cincinnati. No lie.
Your hometown team.
My hometown team treated me the worst. Well, here's two things they did. One, every other team, laid it out. Like, here, whatever you want to eat. Just chill out. Here's a little room before you go up, blah, blah, blah. Had a microphone. You know, you need a little power up right. there. Had a little stage. You know what I mean? The Bengals, man, they're like, the first when I got there, the guy tried to kick me out of the cafeteria. I grabbed the banana and he stopped me. I go, I'm just getting a banana. He's like, yo, who are you? What are you doing here? I was like, relax. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Then they wouldn't let me watch the rookie show. And then when I came out, they just opened a door and I walked out. And it was like... No microphone, nothing. It just, here he is.
So you mean you're in front of, like, in a meeting room with all these guys, and you just had to just speak?
Here's a comedian. It was like the door just opened, and I walked in. But luckily,
it's a good thing your material's good.
Yeah.
Because they're setting you up
here's
to die,
funny.
Man.
I made that call to make that happen, right? So when I did the Bengals, I did great. The next year, they brought in a different guy, ate it. I go, dude, that's not a normal crowd. You can't just hire a comedian off the street for that. Yeah. I mean, you got to be mentally ready as a comic to know what you're getting into.
How many guys are there who can do that? Who could do that gig? Because that's not a regular corporate gig.
You got to know the team.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The thing. Those guys don't. Your jokes aren't going to work. I don't.
James Harrison, yeah.
They're talking about.
Harrison sat right in the front.
Carol Suggs' teeth. When you say this about Suggs, number 55 for the Ravens. Okay?
Well, here's the thing about Suggs.
Yeah.
When everybody's laughing, you gotta laugh with them because you look like a jerk. And he said, "He goes, sometimes you gotta laugh at yourself." But he was not happy. You know, Harrison was cool. Harrison, I just said, looked a little. I'm giving you the PG version. Of what I said,
"Okay, please."
I said, "Harrison just looked like he's a little slow." I said, "You know, he's a little slow because he got cut three times and he stayed on the team. Like he just showed up. James, you're cut.
I play football."
James, you know,
I'm like, football. Just go get the quarterback. Okay.
I said, then he said he was going to retire. I said, what you going to do? Ain't like you going to work at Starbucks. I would hate to see you walking to Starbucks and there's James Harrison. Yeah, let me get a Carmine cutter. You get a coffee. Coffee's good, James. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I need to cut my sugar out. I'm going to get a coffee. You're right. You're absolutely right. He'd be like the worst barista ever.
You are one of a kind, dude. You really are one of a kind. And let me see, tonight, Punchline, tonight through Sunday, Gary Owen. You're fantastic, Gary. I want to thank you for coming by, dude.
Good. I got to give a quick shout out to my guy Patrick Patterson. I had a ball with that dude in Vegas over the summer.
Did you really? That's the guy for Arizona.
This is
the guy.
No, he plays for the Kings.
Pat.
Patrick, man, Kentucky.
I don't do a sports
show. He just got traded here from the Rockets.
What'd you hang out with Patrick for?
Well, we were shooting Think Like a Man 2 over the summer, the sequel to Think Like a Man, and I met him in Houston. And I met him the week before in Houston. I said, dude, I'm going to be in Vegas all summer. And he showed up Memorial Weekend. And we just end up kicking it.
How come I don't dump it out when I say something stupid like that? I should.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson.
Oh, for the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, it's a little
easy.
Different.
All right.
They're both black.
Thank you. Thank you, dude. Thanks for coming in, Gary.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
Get him out of here. Gary Owen, everybody.
Right on, very nice.
Cool, I killed it.
Nice gig, man. Hey, thank
all
you,
right.
Gary.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, dude. Much appreciated. Thank you, dude.
Oh, what to do the rest of the day in Sacramento? There's so much.
Oh. I like that.
He's awesome, dude.
I had no idea that he was doing those shows for those NFL teams, man.
No, you got to have, like you said, you got to have some balls doing that. You got to be funny. He said it right. You mean, you go in there and those guys.
I mean, you got to know him, like
you
said.
And he's a white guy doing a little bit of the black speak when he's talking to them. I mean, you got to have balls.
Well, that's the perfect guy to do it.
He when Shaq debuted his show, that ripoff of Tosh, Gary was his first comic in there, and he killed it, and Shaq... He needed a guy like Gary in there.
Yeah,
right. All right, well, there he is. There's Gary Owen, everybody. This is a good time for me to read his bio. Maybe I should have done this before the show. That's never worked out for me.
Never.
It's fine.
Before the show. Was it just fine?
It's fine, Don.
Thank you. It was just fine. He had a recurring role as Zach the Barber on Tyler Perry's successful TV series, House of Pain. Tyler Perry met him on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Oh, Gary Owen is a regular on the radio show. Oh, so he's got radio, too.
Well, that's why I get
it. Dude, he's got it going for him. Oh, and I didn't realize this. He got a hot black wife. I didn't even ask him about the hot interracial marriage. You got her picture, though? Nice.
Let's see, Drew.
Nice picture of his beautiful wife.
Wow.
Well, I like meeting nice that job. Guy. And my thanks to Mr. Gary Owen for coming in. Punchline Sacramento tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to punchlinesac.com or call 925-5500. Ah, you're rocking the 3-Dog-9 in the black and white.
Of course I am.
Be right back, everybody, on KHTK.
It's that Capulia, Capulia.
What?
Red to my red human, then I call my mama.
That makes much more sense.
Keep on swinging.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Man, them jokers were big, doggone.
CBS.
Radio. Show me one person who does not shave the bottom of their foot.
Don Geronimo.
Hell yeah!
Hold on, I just creeped myself out.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Just hit G8.
Bargle, bargle.
It's so hard being white.
Tell
the
me.
The Don Geronimo
I'm
Show.
I'm white, hi.
You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140.
I'm ready.
He's
to
ready
you.
To believe you.
And you've just totally just shot your wad as far as the black and white goes. You had the 3-Dog-9 and now the Michael Jackson.
Well, I saw with what we just had, and then I saw the rejoiner I put in there. I was like, yeah, oh, perfect.
Yeah, no, I like it when you're paying attention.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And you know what? It's a good segue for me because I want to talk about race here.
Oh, there you go.
Race, everybody, on the Don and Mike Show. The human race,
of course.
The senator, she's racist.
Yes.
Here's what I want to get to in this break. The racist senator, the 50,000 dogs in Detroit, a marijuana movie, and I have just been handed a CD of what it says are 100 rude sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Not just regular sound effects, but rude sound effects. Let's start with this senator. Senator Marble.
Vicky Marble.
Now, you tell me from Colorado if you think she is racist, all okay? Right. She says something about blacks, and then she says something about Mexicans, which I know normally would line her up for the 7 to 11 show on KHDK, but the spot is temporarily filled.
I've been looking at these infant mortality rates and through your brochure, which is very well done. And
now, this is at some city council meeting.
I have a question. If
a task force.
You know, you're just taking with no, I don't even know.
The chick's name is Senator Vicky Marble. She is a Republican from Fort Collins, Colorado. She's doing the speaking here.
I guess it's like, any.
Oh, P.S. She's as white as the driven snow.
Yeah, dude. Bleach blonde hair.
Circumstances like drug addiction.
As far as let's let her finish and then actually technically it's supposed to go through me. It's not a control thing. I've said that time and time again. But for folks that are listening, it helps them to know who's responding.
Isn't that always the way at these like city councils meetings? It's not a power thing, but I just want to stand up right now to say
it's my job.
I'm in charge. Al Haig here. Ronald Reagan was just shot. I'm in charge right now. Thank you. Another old reference. I'm number one in old references.
Please continue, Senator Marble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I would like to know, do you have a study of the infant mortality rates with the white, the Latino, and the black?
And that's how I like my citizens referred to, as the white, the Latino, and the black.
Yes.
Hello, white. Hello, Latino. Hello, black.
Very good, Senator.
Who have we forgotten? Where's Asian?
They're lumped in with the whites.
Drug addicted mothers, so we could see in that how they compare, because I bet...
All right, now, the racist stuff is supposed to be coming up any moment here, because right? She's a white senator talking about blacks.
They're pretty much on a even keel, if you compare that. But also, when you look at life expectancy, there are certain... there are problems in a black race. Sickle cell anemia is something that comes up. Diabetes Jesus. Is something that's prevalent.
Okay, now that's not the racist stuff yet, just about diabetes.
Yeah, but she's on a bad road.
She sure is.
Sickle cell?
She's in the left-hand lane on racist road. She's about to make a right-hand turn onto Fried Chicken Boulevard.
Oh, no.
Here she goes.
And you just can't help it. Although I've got to say, I've never had better barbecue and better chicken and ate better in my life than when you go down south and you, I mean, I love it and everybody loves it.
The quote there is, there are problems in the black race. Sickle cell anemia is something that comes up. Diabetes. Although I've got to say, I've never had better barbecue and better chicken and better food in my life than when you go down south.
I mean, okay, there's no, here's the thing.
There's nothing in between her saying sickle cell and diabetes and going down south.
Right, but she's combining the both of them. There's nothing wrong with saying the best barbecue is in the south.
But you know what she's implying.
Yes.
Well, let's get on to her. She now mentioned something about Mexicans. So on a racist scale, what is that? That's about a 3? Yeah.
Out of 10?
That's a 3?
I'll go 3 or 4.
3 racists.
The
okay.
Mexican diet.
Okay, now she's going to... And who gave this bitch a microphone to start lecturing blacks and Latinos about whites?
Hey, she's in Colorado. She probably had a nice joint before she
got on the phone. Now, I know you love Colorado, as I do,
because
it's legal there. I know you love the state of Washington,
because
it's legal there.
Sure.
But listen to this.
Okay.
There are problems in the black race. Sickle cell anemia is something that comes up. Diabetes is... something that's prevalent in the genetic makeup, and you just can't help it. Although I gotta say, I've never had better barbecue and better chicken and ate better in my life than when you go down south and you, I mean, I love it. And
you like going down south, don't you, Drew?
All the time. Never mind.
All right, so we'll give it a 3. On our racist scale, that's a 3. Now she segs right into Mexicans. Let's see if this is racist, because this is a senator that's being held up today for ridicule.
Right.
And everybody loves it. The Mexican diet in Mexico with all of the fresh vegetables, and you go down there and they're much thinner than they are up here. They change their diet. I've read studies on that. They become Americanized. Down the street near Five Points, there's a, used to be an old cafe there named Type 2 Chicken, and I wanted to eat there for years because I knew it was just going to be the best ever. But, you know, these things aren't good for you. And it's really funny because there's so many attributing factors.
As I give you this, she's a stupid prattling C-bomb. I don't hear the overt racism yet.
What is the whole conference about? Is it about obesity? Is it about diseases?
It is an economic opportunity poverty reduction task force.
Jesus Christ.
Into why these graphs look the way they do. And I think, when we look at things, we have to take into a lot of the attributing factors that one can't be helped, like genetics, and the other that can be worked around, maybe the addictions. Certainly, something.
Now, listen, I just want to say something. If you're going to be a racist, you know, you got to go all the way with it. I'm going to have to downgrade my original assessment, and I'm going to have to give her a 2. Now, on the stupid bitch scale, she's a 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, do I have to get into my lecture again about why girls should be at home and not in the Senate? Do I really have to tell you that again? It's one of my favorite lectures of all time called Make Me a Sandwich, Dear. Look for it by name in the Library of Congress. You know, no, not racist. Stupid.
People have addictive personalities. Addictions come in all different forms. You have workaholics, rageaholics, alcoholics, drug addicts. You have...
Oh, she missed the string. She had 3 aholics in a row.
People...
Bitchaholics. Stupid bitchaholics.
We're addicted, they say, to porn. But controlling that before it happens is something, you know...
Nope, we're going to slap a clean bill of health on her. That's bad advertising. She's stupid. She's not racist, though.
She's teetering. You think she's going to go over the line, but then she doesn't. She doesn't say anything.
I mean, you can hear it if you want to.
Right, like, sure.
For instance, if you work on MSNBC, you absolutely would hear racism.
Of course you do.
If you work on Fox News, you'd say, hey, she's a right-thinking American. Let's see if this story about the dogs in Detroit gives anything more. 50,000 dogs in Detroit. This is really a story about what's happened to one of our biggest cities. I think Detroit is our 4th largest city. It's in bankruptcy. And I guess it's like the movie Blade Runner now or something like that. Or it's like the movie Battleship Earth, where it's just you have old, bombed out, burned out storefronts. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying now, 50,000 dogs, most of them pit bulls, 50,000 dogs living in packs in Detroit.
Well, I'm sure that they're all nice and trained pit bulls and friendly.
Well, of course, there's an ad before this story.
Really,
there it is.
Interesting outcome here from the bankruptcy filing. Is this the new face of Detroit here, stray dogs?
Well, it's the face, Betty, of any city with declining public finances and thousands of abandoned homes. But in Detroit, you have additional aspect, and that is that pit bulls dominate. Dogs are making dens of boarded-up homes. As many as 50,000 stray canines are roaming the city.
Jesus.
But they have far fewer dog catchers.
Now, there's a job that you don't hear much about these days. Dog catcher.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we go to the next generation of stop slow people out there and turn them into dog catchers? And what I mean by that is, you know, the stop slow guy. That's the idiot on the construction crew who they can't trust to do anything except sit there with a sign that says stop and slow.
Flip it.
Stop and slow. Are you like me? You ever go back past a construction site and it's a chick with the stop slow? I always just kind of size her up, wearing her camouflage pants and her day-glow orange bib. And I wonder what she did besides being a woman to be the lowest rung on the construction line.
Well, I'll tell you this. That woman is usually not a six-foot stacked blonde holding the sign.
No kidding. No kidding.
There was at least 16, 17 officers doing the job that we're doing today. And in worse... The terrain was a lot nicer, a lot better. So we have.
Well, they don't give you a shot of the actual 50,000 dogs all playing poker together, and like you see in those paintings of dogs, dogs playing poker.
What sucks is they're gonna put those dogs down, man.
You know, I used to say to my kid all the time when Bart was a little boy, I would say to him, "Eat your vegetables, sit up straight in your chair, because you don't want to end up with a job like that." Because I would always point at the stop slow guy until one day my kid comes home from school and he says, "Hey, Pop, guess what? I want to be a stop slow guy." And I go, "Get out." Why? He says, "Whatever, Joey idiot friend, he does it. It's $20 an hour."
Right, right, right.
$20 an hour to be the stop slow guy.
It's decent pay for that job. I mean, dude, you're just standing out there with a sign.
That's going to be one of the worst, man. And you must love the moments when you get to talk on your walkie-talkie.
You feel important.
Yeah, when they got the walkie-talkie that's strapped to the shoulder, and you got your stop sign, and then you're able to pick up.
Don, come in.
Yeah, Drew.
And meanwhile, you're standing there holding up 50 cars while you're going.
Yeah, over. I was thinking Taco Bell today or McDonald's. Over.
I was thinking more McDonald's.
Roger, I have 78 cars here. Are we buying the squatty potty? Over.
Don't worry about the cars, Don. They can wait. We can get a squatty potty. Make sure it's the bamboo one.
50,000 dogs. I got 50,000 cars lined up right here. You bastards. None of you are going, stop, stop, I say, stop.
The disgruntled stop slow guy. Thank you. We just did a skit for you. Hello, Steve.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you, dude?
I just say, I have never had better tuna on white buns than when I go down south.
I love it when listeners prepare their own comedy material, especially like when it's a young, aspiring Andrew Dice Clay.
That was comedy?
Yes, it was.
God, dang it. I should have taken notes.
You know what? Speaking of Dice... my man, Louis C.K. was on Letterman the other night.
Yes, he was.
And it was a killer appearance by Louis C.K.
Yes, it was.
He mentioned that he's in this Woody Allen movie with Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes.
And that since he's been in this movie, he gave Dice his phone number. And Dice calls him all the time. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Hey, Dave, to Letterman, I want to play you one of the messages that Dice sent me." And I must have turned my DVR back 10 times. So much of it was beeped out. I couldn't understand what the message was. I think he calls him a fat F. I'm not really sure. And then there's something at the end where maybe he calls him an a-hole. I don't know what it was.
Well, I got the clip if you want to.
You also have I emailed you today.
Oh, the one about the dead body?
Yes.
That he found in his
How
boat?
How crazy is that?
Yeah. Louis C.K.'s in his boat out in one of the harbors by New York City. And he hears over the Coast Guard radio, keep an eye out for a body. And he's in his boat by himself, and he finds the body.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead. Play the clip. Play the clip. That's okay.
Oh, you need the plug?
Yeah, just plug.
There you go.
This is the Louis C.K. from Letterman.
Dear Don, when we flag, we stop the hot chick, so we get something nice to look at. Oh, that must be a stop slow guy.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Now listen, I went to see this Blue Jasmine, and first of all, Cate Blanchett is why I went to see.
She's great.
And then, you know what? Then you show up in the movie, and I said, holy cow, there's Louis C.K. in this movie, which was tremendous.
It was a good movie.
And not only, not only you, but then your buddy, Andrew Dice Clay.
That's
and
right.
I thought, what's going to happen now? But you were both wonderful in the movie.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I mean... did you guys know one another ahead of time?
We've started to become friends, and he's a friend that once you have him, he's with you.
Yeah.
And I have lots of a lot of voicemail messages from from Andrew since we met. I could play one for you. Want to hear one that I have?
This is an actual.
Yeah. This is. I'll play you. I have. Okay. The first message is from my daughter. These are the two messages that I save on my voicemail.
Okay, and I'm guessing that they may be diametrically opposite.
Yes, the thing is, this is how I always want to feel about myself.
Okay, good.
Is these two messages. The first one is from my daughter when she was five.
5 years old.
And then the next one is from Andrew.
Okay.
First voice message.
Hi, Daddy. I love you. I miss you. Bye.
Oh, my.
Okay.
How sweet.
Okay, here's the next one.
Understandably, that you would.
Message skipped. Next message.
That's it.
Well, you know, the one that I had beeped out that first part. I don't know where we got that clip from.
I had to beep that part out, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, dude. Louis C.K., all right. A letterman. Like it very much. Hello, KHDK.
Hey, Don, it's Genevieve Jerome.
Hey,
you know I do photography now?
You know, this guy's becoming one of my favorite callers as well. Excuse me, I mean, this girl is becoming one of my favorite callers as well.
I feel so boss with my two new cameras.
Do you?
I come down and do a photo shoot of your gooch.
Are you still into the whole exotic dancing, belly dancing?
When I take photos, I'm in my belly dance uniform.
Are you still going to do Drew's wedding?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
And who is this again?
This is Genevieve Jerome.
Thank you. Bye bye, Genevieve. Thank you. Now let me see. We never found out about the 50,000 dogs in Detroit. No, we did. We did find out that there were dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, we found that out. Also, the senator, not racist, just stupid, not racist. I never got to the sound effects, never got to the marijuana. Well, that's bad if I say never got to the marijuana. Be right back, everybody, with the great Pablo Francisco next on KHTK.
Work there, dude.
I need to go to the party.
It's time to unload.
There's that smell again.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
It's like communicating telepathetically.
CBS. Radio broadcast
brings you Don Geronimo.
Y'all named her after that movie.
Have you seen the movie?
Hold on. This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Yep. Seen it twice.
No, what? That is not funny. That is not funny.
Number one in creepy listeners, the Don Geronimo Show.
No kidding.
You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready,
to believe you.
Well, I'm okay. And I'm sure Janet is okay.
Yeah.
But I get flipped out. I mean, listen, I'm just going to be real with everybody for a second. You know, I mean, I get flipped out. Car wrecks. After Frida. So at 1:52, I just got a text from Janet. Just an accident. Airbag went off. And that's it. I mean, that's the only text I've got from her. I've been, you guys know, I've been calling her like a maniac and texting her, and I've heard nothing.
Well, it's a good sign you got a text, though.
Yeah, but I'm worried as hell, you know, like everybody would be.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if she's in the car with our dog, Oscar, because we're getting set to board him for a couple of days. So anyway, I'm sure it's okay, but you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. So stand by. Right. Stand by. I'm saying that mainly to Drew. Stand by, everybody.
I got you, dude.
And you're right. I'm sure she's okay. Just the fact that she sent me a text that says just an accident, airbag went off. But, you know, Key Rice.
Oh, she could be talking to anybody who was there. You know, maybe CHP showed up.
Yep. I'm quite sure that's the case, and I'm also quite sure that her first thought was to send me a text, like she did. I just need the follow up information.
Yeah, you know, I get you.
I've left like 10 missed calls now, and left a couple of voicemails, and have written, you know, oh my God, are you okay? Is Oscar okay? Please let me know you're okay.
I got you.
So, anywho, we'll have Pablo Francis go another time, okay? Because I just got to. Try to get my head together here, because I am sure, la la la, that everything is a-okay. I know what will get me out of this. Why don't we listen to some crazy, crazy sound effects?
Are these the Rude CD?
Yes. Now, this is not from the same guy that just tried to sell me some sound effects CDs recently.
Oh, I remember that.
This
guy
is a guy, another guy. His name is Mark Neznak. And he works in Florida. He listens on the internet, and he sent me this CD that says, I wouldn't charge you for a CD of sound effects. And furthermore, these are Rude sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's 100 of them on this stupid thing. Everything from pigs snorting to party ambiance, nose blowing, orgy with whips and screams. Well, let's try that one. Let's try orgy with whips and screams. We'll see just how good this stupid CD is. It sounds like a KHDK staff meeting.
It sounds like a gunfight.
That's supposed to be an orgy?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I don't know how your orgies go, but my orgies are always more tender than this. That's not a good start.
No, it's not.
That's not a good start.
I had a feeling it would go this way.
How about pigs snorting?
All right.
Now, you can never go wrong with pigs snorting.
Also sounds like a KHDK staff meeting.
Meeting in the ladies' room. You know what I don't hear? I don't hear the snoring. Snorting. I'm sorry. Not to get confused with the snoring, which it's got here as well. No.
Not good.
No, it's not. These are supposed to be shocking sound effects. How about...
Wacky.
All right, here you go. Incessant giggling. No.
This isn't rude, though.
How about a horse eating? Horse eating. You're listening to Shelly Smith from ESPN, live from 49ers camp. Now, how could you tell that that's a horse eating?
Okay. You're kidding me. What's going on?
That was from Carousel.
Oh, Christ. My wife is in an ambulance on her way to, I won't say the name of the hospital, but available on cell in 30 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Where do we get that from?
Kara up front just called, said...
Receptionist?
Yeah, so...
Well then, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Okay,
listen,
no,
listen, I love doing the show, and I know it's only 3 hours, but that's my wife. And I love her so much, and she's on her way to a hospital. Okay. Whoo, Key Rice. You guys got some best of ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll pull something up here in a second.
Why don't you do that?
Let's go to a quick break.
Yeah. All right, let's do that, everybody. Thank you. God bless you. KHTK.
Take a break.
No, and I poke my finger down his throat like that. He gags.
Oh, I'm allergic to shrimp, so if you want to make out later...
I'll have the shrimp.
Poke your finger down the throat, he gags.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
You allergic to anything?
Only sleeping alone.
And then he stops.